It's just before the close of our last episode. When following Perry Mason's instructions, we heard...
Oh!
Well, what's wrong? What's happening at the defense table, Miss Street? Miss Street.
Oh, Judge Selby. Yes. The most terrible thing, or at any rate, I think it's terrible. Well, maybe it isn't. Mr. Mason, would you come and help me with Mrs. Grant? Besides, there's something I think the court should know.
What is it, Miss Street? I'll help you, Bella.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mason. How are we doing, Perry?
Fine. Can you groan a little louder, May?
Like this? Oh!
Now we're really getting somewhere.
Well, does she need a doctor?
Oh, no, please. No doctor.
Well, what's wrong, Mr. Mason?
Oh, I'll explain in just a moment, sir.
There, now, Mrs. Grant, now, just sit down and relax.
I'll get us some water, Perry.
Yes, do that, Bella,
please. Please, don't pay any attention to me.
Mrs. Grant.
I didn't mean to, but... everything just started to spin, and... oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, nothing to be embarrassed at, Mrs. Grant. Nothing at all.
You're feeling better now, Mrs. Grant?
Oh, yes, Mr. Abt. Don't pay any attention to me, please.
Here's your water, Mrs. Grant.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I wish you wouldn't all pay attention to me. I wish you'd just leave me alone. Now, where did I...
what are you looking for, Mrs. Grant?
Oh, if I dropped them...
dropped what? I don't see it. Oh, would you please move your foot, Mr. Abt?
Eh?
Would you please move your foot? You're stepping on...
Stepping on what? Oh, no. Oh.
What's the matter, Abt? What are you standing on?
Oh, I don't believe
here,
it.
Here, bring those back.
Your Honor, look here.
Bravo, May.
Are you all right?
You couldn't have done better. He swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. Now, you just look weak and wan and pale. I'll go take the next step.
Have fun, Perry.
Just a moment, Mr. Abt.
Yes, but, Your Honor...
I'm asking you to be quiet for a minute while I clear the courtroom. Bailiff.
Yes, Your Honor.
Bailiff, will you clear the courtroom and take the jury out, too?
Yes, Your Honor. Spectators, will please leave the courtroom.
Never in all my life have I... well, never.
Mr. Abt.
Huh?
My client would like you to return what you took from her.
Eh?
Now, don't pretend innocent.
What's he talking about, Mr. Abt? What did you take from his client?
These, Your Honor.
What? Oh, good heavens. Good heavens.
Your Honor.
How is the poor lady, Mr. Mason?
Well, she's getting along, Your Honor. Of course, you understand that in her condition... how is Mrs. Grant, Bella?
She isn't a bit better. And all this excitement isn't doing her any good. I think she should have a doctor.
Oh, no, please, Bella, no doctor.
Well, we'll most certainly get her one.
Your Honor, may I say something?
Not now, not at this moment. Certainly not. Can you come here, my dear?
I think so, Your Honor.
We'll talk after we see how the poor lady is.
Oh.
Are you all right, Mrs. Grant?
Well, I'm still a little dizzy. I'm tired. Terribly tired.
You just lean on the table, May.
And embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed.
There's nothing in the world to be embarrassed about. I told you that before.
I suppose we should recess.
Honor, don't you see that that's what they're after?
Oh, you wouldn't keep this poor woman sitting for the rest of the day, would you, Mr. Rabb?
No, not for the rest of the day. No.
Wait, if you please, gentlemen, wait.
Oh.
Mrs. Grant.
Yes, sir.
Don't you think it would be best if you were returned to your cell for a while?
Whatever you say, Your Honor.
Your Honor.
Unless, of course, you feel you'd rather be taken to a hospital.
Well, can't that be decided later, Your Honor?
As long as there's no immediate emergency.
Well, I'm sure there's no immediate emergency, sir.
I'm sure I'd be all right if I could just have a little rest.
Well, that settles it. Bailiff.
Yes, sir?
Get the matron and have Mrs. Grant return to her cell.
Your Honor.
Mr. Rath. Surely you don't object to that.
Huh? Well, of course he doesn't. No humane person could object.
All right. Well, no, then, of course I don't.
Do you feel like walking, Mrs. Grant?
Oh, yes, thank you. All I need is a little rest.
And that's what you're going to get.
Matron's ready for her now, Judge Selby.
Very well.
Don't worry, Mrs. Grant, everything's going to be all right.
All right, gentlemen. We'll meet at 10 in the morning, at which time we'll decide what's to be done.
Yes, sir.
All right,
Court's dismissed.
Yes, sir.
Bailiff.
Court dismissed.
Bailiff.
Yes, sir?
Get me an aspirin, will you?
Yes, sir.
Poor Judge Selby. And poor Mrs. Grant. I do... oh, Mr. Abt.
Yeah.
Aren't you feeling well either?
I have a slight headache.
Oh.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes, isn't it? However, I want to congratulate you. That was very smoothly handled, Mason. Even though a little too spectacular for my taste.
What?
Hmm? This means of gaining a brief recess.
A brief recess? And Mr. Aft, if this is true, why, it would be almost a year before capital punishment could be imposed.
Yes.
And if it's true, well, you know, the public forgets. The animosity built up against Mrs. Grant would be largely dissipated, forgotten in so long a time, and even before a year has passed. I mean, after the... Well, the chances for an appeal, or even clemency, would be excellent. Don't you think so, Mr. Grant? If it's true, I mean.
Yes. Yes, I suppose. Well, excuse me, miss.
Well, I don't like that. He's not worried enough, Della.
He's so worried, he's sick.
Well, then he's in shock. Because he hasn't started to question whether or not it's true. And he's got to do that. Everything depends on his being so suspicious that he... Ah. Well, maybe that will help him.
Hmm? Oh. You mean Kitty?
Yes, waiting for him.
Yes, he's going to meet her, all right.
Well, maybe she'll snap him out of it. You stay here, Della. Give them plenty of time to get ahead of us. Way ahead of us.
Mr. Aft. Mr. Aft.
Mr. Carr.
I waited for you.
It was kind of you, but after what's happened...
Oh, poor Mr. Aft. Let's get someplace where we can talk.
Very little to talk about.
You think so? Come on.
Ed, you don't understand, Mr. Carlo.
No.
No, you didn't hear.
I didn't hear what happened after the judge sent everybody out. But I can guess. That's why I waited to see you.
Yeah.
Look, isn't this the office you use?
Yes.
Let's go inside.
Well, but...
I've got something to tell you.
Oh, very well. I tell you, it's useless, Mr. Carlo. This development...
Let's just get inside first, please. Mr. Apt, what they said in there isn't true.
I know, you're suspicious, so am I. But even Mason wouldn't dare perpetrate such a hoax.
If it gained him a long enough recess.
Oh, even so, eventually the truth would be known.
Eventually, but a lot of things could happen.
I know. Mason's tricky, given enough time.
There are ways of proving it isn't true, Mr. Apt.
What?
You know.
But that would mean removing into a hospital.
Well...
I can't take the chance. But it should be true, even if there's the slightest chance of its being true. Mason would scream persecution.
But you...
Public opinion is extremely delicate on that point, Mr. Carlo.
I know.
So I couldn't possibly afford to risk it.
But you could do it. You'd be within your right.
Well, if I insisted on the examinations, yes.
And right away?
Yes, I could treat it as an emergency. Ever moved in an ambulance under the care of a doctor.
Then what...
No, but I daren't take that risk, my dear.
Mr. Apt, what if you could have her taken to the hospital without any risk?
What?
May Grant was in that nursing home in Minnesota at the same time I was there, Mr. Apt.
Yes, I know. Her baby died.
That's where she stole Dari.
Which has very little to do with what we're talking about now.
That's where you're wrong, Mr. Apt. Mr. Apt, what if I told you I know it isn't true?
Eh?
What if I told you it couldn't possibly be true?
Could you tell me that?
Yes.
Well, sit down, Mr. Carlo. By all means, sit down. Here, let me take your coat.
Well, we know Perry Mason wants Prosecutor Apt to be suspicious, for suspicion on Apt's part is necessary to the success of Mason's plan, and for the reason as to just why the information Kitty is giving Apt is vital to Mason's plan. Be sure to join us tomorrow.